Dual Impressions. One album, two perspectives. Listen in as TCM reviewers J.F. Arnold and Nicholas Ahern go in on Gideon's Army's Mainstream.
And we're here to talk about Gideon's Army's latest release. It's called Mainstream. Came out last month. I think late April, if I'm not mistaken. So we've been listening to it, and we're ready to talk about it. This thing is 19 tracks long, and only one of them clocks in at under 3 minutes, and that's only barely. This is a crazy long album, it felt like. But there's a lot of speed rap, there's a lot of fun stuff going on, and we're going to break it down for you. So, yeah, Nick, any initial impressions, or do you want to just jump right into specifics?
Let's see. I like that you said break it down. It made me want to bust out in freestyle right there.
I was really hoping you'd start dancing, but then I remembered we were a podcast and not a video cast.
Well, I could say I was dancing, but there's no way anyone would know.
I will believe in my soul that you were dancing.
I just tried... Oh, yeah. Okay, anyway. I'm not even going to say what I'm going to say. I don't want Calvin's responses. I approach this from the same thing. It's Christian from rap. And so that always comes with baggage for me. But lately, you know, with Rima Soul and other albums that have come out, I'm like, oh, okay, fine. And so coming into this, I was more indifferent, I guess, which is where I try to be with every movie or song I hear or watch or hear, you know? Seems to just, if I play indifferent, then I've lost nothing. And so listening to this album, for the most part, I wasn't impressed. But there are some things on here which I was like, this is actually really, really good, you know. And so overall, it was a decent album. I guess the biggest complaint is also the best compliment I can pay.
Okay.
It sounds like something stuff I would hear on the radio if what they played on the radio was a lot better than what they're playing on the radio now. If that makes sense.
Okay.
Does that
so
make sense at all?
Yeah. So the sort of stuff that would get radio airtime if you actually respected the radio. Because it's good enough for the radio. It's good enough for mass consumption.
Exactly.
But the radio is unfortunately not where it should be. Right? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. You know me way too well, Dave.
See, we've been doing this long enough that I can figure out what you mean. Yeah, I... Geez, sorry. My cat just jumped up on my lap. Kind of surprised me. I didn't really know what to expect going into this album. I'll confess that I hadn't listened to Gideon's Army prior to this release, so I was coming in completely fresh. If you're a fan of them and know what their previous work was, you're a step ahead of me. But right off the bat, their first track, I really liked it. You've got some speed rap. D-Mob provides an excellent verse. I've always thought he was a good rapper, but he switches up his sound a little bit while keeping his signature speed. And it was just a solid opener. And then you proceed to get multiple speed rap tracks in a row, which I tend to be a fan of anyway. And I really like that about this album, that you've got some really talented speed throughout it, but you don't feel like that's all they can do.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. There were moments on here where I zoned out a bit, but then there's like the next track just brought me right back in. So they do manage to do a lot of stuff in here that you're not expecting.
Right.
Which is always a plus for me because I always love it when I get smacked in the face with a rhetorical rap sledgehammer. But yeah.
Yeah, and the feature from Canton Jones on Gangsta's Love It was a solid placement. And I think he spoke some words that will probably convict some people who have been saying that, you know, some rappers should hesitate to collaborate with Canton Jones for a variety of reasons, some theological, et cetera, et cetera. But
I'm going to play ignorant. Who's Canton Jones?
Okay. For those of you that don't know, Canton... Oh, geez. Now I really have to make sure I say this right, because I don't want to be wrong. Because that would be worse, right?
Saying this... humbly and hesitantly.
Right. Like,
noted.
Like, wouldn't that be worse if I was just like, oh, and Canton Jones is this kind of a heretic, and therefore we should... No, if I remember correctly, it's because he's from a denomination that preaches health and wealth type stuff, if I remember correctly. It's something like that people are really hesitant about some of his theology, and so they're a little... they're a little afraid that he's just trying to do this to sell albums and make money or something. I'm not really sure, honestly. It was so long ago that I actually cared about it. Since then, Canton Jones has showed up on tons of really good stuff, and I think he's gotten better as an artist, and then he shows up here and says, hey guys, we're all on the same team, and you know what? He's right. So, that's the short version. I'm sure that I said something wrong in there, and you can correct me later, commenters or whoever, but that's okay. Well, one way or the other, his track was solid. I liked it.
Yeah, I dug the track. I wasn't blown away, but I wasn't disappointed. That's probably a good way to put it.
Okay. So, all right. So what were your favorite tracks?
All of them, as I'm looking at iTunes right now, and I do the star rating.
As I listen
to each track. Mainstream, I think it looks like I get 4 stars.
Gangsta's Love,
well, I think I gave 3, but I think I was meant to be 4, because I do remember liking that track, specifically Canton Jones. Celebrity, I didn't like. The Name, I wasn't blown away by. Alright, 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 featuring, is it Blake? Because I can't see it.
That's what it says, yeah.
Yeah, I dug that track a lot.
Okay.
The one I didn't like was Thought It Was Over, which has Brian H. That track did not click for me, but they bring it back with Walk It, Like It, Talk It. Walk it like. See,
with
I'm
no spaces.
Challenged, so the first thing in my mind is walk it like to a kit.
Well, and there's no spaces, so I don't really blame you.
Yeah, but no, I dug that track. If I remember correctly, that was a track where one of them bust out in a speed rap, and I was like, this sounds like LeCraig, you know, in church clothes. So that made me really happy when I heard that. Just I was not expecting it, so I made me so happy.
Yeah.
So yeah, the first half of the album, I think, is consistent, if somewhat kind of, well, I guess mainstream, but you do have some real... You have some really awesome tracks, I think. The second half of the album basically, it's all 2 and 3 stars. Nothing really stood out as good, but nothing that stood out as like, oh, I must mention this track.
Interesting.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of a sucker for speed rap, and I'll admit it. I really like just the display of it. It's just such a feisty thing, and I have such respect for people who can just blaze through a track at that speed, because it seems like it takes that much more talent, right, to be able to write something and then say it that quickly and say it in such a way that at least most people can understand you. So I gravitated towards the quicker tracks on the album. I really like Mainstream, Gangsta's Love It. Let's see. Pimp C Swagger had some really, really fast stuff on it. I like that. And there's one... There's one more near the end. I want to say it's Perfect Fall, but I'm not sure. That I also really liked. I'd have to double check that. I don't use the rating system like you do, so I should probably start doing that, but... That would probably be really helpful. But I also really liked The End, featuring Ross Irvin and T. Hattie. That was a good track.
Yeah, Ross Irvin. Yeah, that one was all right. That got a 3-star for me, which, you know, that's pretty good for me.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's what I think the biggest problem with this album is. I think sometimes the speed gets to be too much. And that's something that I'm hesitant to say, because I really don't want to discourage people from speed rapping, especially in the Christian market right now. But I think at times it started to feel like the point of the speed rap was to see how much speed rap they could put onto an album and get away with it, as opposed to like focusing on letting the lyrics shine through and that sort of thing. And so it's kind of hard to pin that down more objectively than that, but it just seemed to me that at the end of the day, maybe the form was taking precedent to the message or something. It's difficult to get those words out. Does that make sense? Am I rambling?
That makes some sort of sense. Kind of like they were going for a style over substance. Not to say there was no substance, but it sounded like they put a certain emphasis on style, maybe?
Yeah, so there was a lot of good substance here, but I felt like it got lost when you got to the 6th or 7th track, where you were struggling to keep up with the words that were being said, because speed was such a common thing. So I think that was the biggest flaw to me, is that the pacing of the track, of the album, ends up feeling like they were trying to fit so much into every track and having so much speed that sometimes it was difficult to keep up and follow along. And not just because of the style, but just because it was almost exhausting to listen to, you know, a track that has four times as many words as another track, and then another one after that. Suddenly you're at way more words than you're used to for something that length.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It's not like an album like E40 or Tech N9ne where they will throw in like technically goofy things and just make you go, the what? And but they can still do the speed rap stuff. That's why I love Tech N9ne.
Yeah, so I liked it when they slowed down because it gave me a bit of a break from the speed. And that's coming from someone who loves speed as far as rap goes.
Yeah, qualifications.
Hey, good qualifications. Alright, should we wrap this thing up? We're at just about our mark here.
Yeah, I'll go first this time.
Go for it.
Let's see. Overall, I actually thought this was a pretty decent album. Most of the songs ended up being within, on average, 2 to 3 star. I had only one star song, which was Thought It Was Over. But I had 2, 4, and 1 5 star song, which is generally consistent for me. I always get, I either love certain songs or I hate certain songs, but that's a personal thing anyway. But the first half of the album, I think, has the widest variety in terms of what I like, so you kind of have a roll list. And the second half of the album is kind of a what's the term? A horizontal line. Everything's basically the same. And I think what a lot of this could have used is trimming of certain songs. It's just songs that, you know, when you do certain, like, there's a couple tracks that I was not sure. On Top of the World, it's just other tracks where it's good, but it doesn't match like the intensity of the other songs or the diversity of the other songs, so it feels like filler. But then again, you have Mainstream, which is Beast, Gangsta's Love is Beast, Alright is Beast, and my favorite Walk It, is my favorite song. And it's overall, if you have a chance to check it out, if you like speed rap and you just want to, you know, you want a good time, you want to have, you know, it's a good rap album, just in general, I say go with this. I'm going to give it 3 out of 5. This is more of an album that I would suggest downloading individual tracks rather than the whole album.
Okay.
So yeah, 3 out of 5.
Hey, that's not too bad. Here we have Gideon's Army's release, Mainstream. Man, these guys can go quick when they want to, and from the sounds of it, they definitely want to. So if you're a fan of speed rap, this is definitely worth checking out. If you've ever listened to HGA's music before KB went and joined Reach Records, this album actually reminds me a lot of their music. Not just because they're both speed rap, but because they have a very similar sound to their speed rap. And some of the musical instrumentation, especially on the fast tracks, is very similar. So if you're a fan of that, check it out. If you're not, this might be worth walking away from. That said, it was well produced, it was technically proficient, it might be a little bit much to stomach in one release. And that's kind of insane, because most releases I struggle with wanting more. But when you have this much speed all at once, it can be overwhelming. So I think Nick's right when he says to check this one out piecemeal, listen to some samples on iTunes or something, and pick up individual tracks. But overall, I actually ended up liking it. So I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 5.
So nice. I don't have to do any major math. That's 3.25 out of 5.
Wow, you're getting better at this math thing, Nick. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. My name is James Arnold. This has been Dual Impressions reviewing Mainstream by Gideon's Army. Say goodbye, Nick.
Goodbye, Nick.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week.